It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:07. St. Louis researchers are participating in a larger study of children and young adults with recurrent brain tumors. We get more from Megan Lynch.
The trial will test a promising type of immunotherapy using natural killer or NK cells, a type of immune cell that can recognize and kill cancer cells while sparing healthy cells. The research is being supported by a $2 million grant from Cure Search for Children's Cancer. I spoke with Dr. Mohammed Abdelbaki, who is leading the Phase 1 clinical trial at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis.
We typically use several therapies generally, again, for these tumors that include surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy. And sometimes within chemotherapy, we use high-dose chemotherapy and stem cell transplant. So these therapies are pretty effective, and malignant brain tumors in children can definitely be cured, but there are long-term side effects to these therapies that our patients suffer from. And that's where all the research that we're doing here and everyone is doing around the world is trying to target specific changes within the tumor so that we would not be affecting all the rapidly dividing cells like what we do with chemotherapy. And this is where immunotherapy comes into play, as well as cell therapy, which is the is what we're investigating in this clinical trial.
How exactly will this trial work?
So this trial uses natural killer cells, or what we abbreviate as NK cells. These are lymphocytes that are part of the innate immune system. They play a very important role as a first line of defense against infection and cancer. So you and I and everyone do have these cells. So these cells have been investigated before, back in the 80s. In order for to be used in patients, and they have actually shown promising results. However, there have been limitations to the way that they can be used, especially on a large scale. And we were not able to determine the effective population of cells. Is it only NK cells, or are there T cells involved, and so on and so forth? And that's why, over the past decade, several scientists around the country, including one of our collaborators, Dean Lee at Nationwide Children's Hospital, has worked on investigating a methodology for propagating these cells. And these cells have shown ability to kill against different cancers, including brain tumors, in addition to them being able to be produced in large numbers. And therefore, we can use it in patients. And furthermore, they have shown ability to persist for a prolonged period of time. So, and therefore, we do not have to use these cells every day. We can use it, as we're doing in this trial, once a week. Dean has also worked with the product in order for it to be TGF-beta resistant, which means that it would be resistant to the effects of some of the cancer cells. They produce TGF-beta, and which is a protein that suppresses the function of the immune system, including NK cells. And therefore, these cells are resistant to the effects of TGF-beta and what we call TGF-beta imprinted. And lastly, the product will be off the shelf, meaning that if Paisley or I have a tumor and a recurrent brain tumor, and we do not need to get our own cells collected, send it to the cell therapy lab to be manufactured for in a few weeks and send it back. These are cells that will be readily prepared. They are available right now. And once we identify a patient and the patient is enrolled, we're going to be able to receive the cells within a few days and therefore infuse to the patients. So to summarize, these are cells that are readily available, are resistant to the effects of TGF-beta, which typically suppresses the function of NK cells. These cells are able to kill different tumors, including malignant brain tumors. This study has been approved by the Pediatric Neuro-Oncology Consortium, and it will be conducted through the Pediatric Neuro-Oncology Consortium, which is a consortium of large academic institutions around the U.S. That includes WashU, Harvard, and St. Jude's, and several others. It also includes institutions in different parts of the world. So we're in this study, we're working on opening the study in the Netherlands, in Israel, in Australia. So in addition to more than 10 institutions within the U.S.
When it comes to the natural killer cells and using them in this trial, is the hope that it would lessen some of the side effects that patients might experience, for example, with chemotherapy?
Exactly. So what we're doing is that, as we said, the patient will have a tumor that has recurred in the top part of the brain, in what we call supratentorial. And then the surgeons are going to perform a biopsy or a resection, and that depends on the proximity of the tumor to vital structures. And then they will insert an Ommaya reservoir. This is like a catheter that they insert into the resection cavity. This will allow the infusion of the cells directly into the resection cavity. The reason behind this is that one major barrier to the success of some of the therapies that we use intravenously or inside the veins is that it may not bypass the blood-brain barrier, which stops some of these products from going to the brain. And this will allow us to be able to inject the cells directly into the resection cavity and therefore affect exactly the area where the tumor is. In addition, the NK cells are immune cells within all of our system that works in harmony with the rest of the immune system. So they activate the T cells and the B cells and so on in order for the immune system to work and function against these tumors. So the idea is that they can kill cells on their own. So it's not that they activate only the rest of the immune system, but they also kill the cells on their own. So the idea is to use a localized methodology of killing the tumors without having significant systemic side effects, and to activate the rest of the immune system to go fight that cancer. This is the case with when you have any foreign body. So if you have a virus, if you have a bacteria, or if you have a cancer cell, you would like your immune system to go and fight that foreign body, like infection or cancer. And this is what we're trying to achieve here, which is getting the immune system to be activated against the cancer, and infusing cells that are resistant to the effects of that the tumor may exert in what we call tumor escape. So every tumor may secrete certain proteins that would lead them to escape or evade the ability of the immune system to attack the cancer cells. So we're overcoming this by using TGF-beta imprinted cells, as we've described.
That's Dr. Mohammed Abdelbaki, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.